Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. During the show, you can join the conversation by calling 646-727-3206 or join the Transformation Cafe live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Okay, I just love our new opening. I think it's so awesome. Don't you just love our new opening, Gloria?
I do.
Yeah, I think it just turned out really great. And Mr. Jamie, hey. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie, he's doing okay, and I do like the new opening.
Okay, we're so happy about that. So why don't you tell everybody who you are, Mr. Jamie, and where you're calling from?
Well, Mr. Jamie is calling from Seattle, Washington, and I'm a friend of Robin's from way back when, and I'm a tattoo artist by trade, and I have a shop called Chromome Tattoo in Seattle, Washington. And I'd like to say I like to think I help people with their psychic armor as
there
well.
There you go. Anybody who's wanting the world's best tattoo and you're up in the Seattle, Washington area, go and see Jamie at Ohm Cafe, the Ohm Salon there. So that's very good, though. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing marvelously well. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having the show
and
tonight.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to join us tonight. And how is it in wonderful San Diego tonight?
Oh, we're waiting on the rain.
Oh, I know. It's going to rain. That's so exciting. We need rain so badly.
I know.
So I'm very, very happy about that. Everybody's crying about this supposed drought that we have. So I love the, our new opening when it talks about new levels of consciousness, because we're definitely going to be talking about new levels of consciousness tonight. So our guest chef is Ava Chin. She and I had met each other a couple weeks ago at a wonderful conference, and I was so inspired and totally knew that I wanted to invite her to come on and just tell us some wonderful things about marketing and branding. So Ava, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I am so wonderfully glad that you are here with us. And can you tell everybody a little bit about your background and the brand From Within?
Sure. Well, I have like 10 years of corporate experience, kind of boring, but it was in branding and marketing. I did turnaround for big companies, and I just burned myself out and was I think back about that, you know, when back then, and I was like, I just think, God, I was so clueless on who I was. I was just following like the path that everybody was supposed to do, you know, the business school, get the house, the corporate job, blah, 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 and then I just was so miserable. So since then, I've been an entrepreneur for almost 12 years, on and off as a consultant for companies to New Leaf Creative Strategies, which was my first business. And I helped launch nonprofits and social entrepreneurs. I really wanted to use my talents for good. And then Brand From Within is more of an incubator, a personal branding that's applicable for everybody to really kind of connect to their innate wisdom and their access to their power. And, you know, there's so I have a program where I also help entrepreneurs create their one thing that they're supposed to do kind of thing and monetize it and you know, create a more of a lifestyle business. Because after all of this, I was just thinking, you know what? What is the point when I can't enjoy my life? And so I that's my latest thing, is to really be able to create for entrepreneurs a way to be successful without having it cost their life. And so that's my latest. And so I'm super excited about that and helping people reach their dreams, no matter what it is.
no matter what it is. And like I said, if you go to Brand From Within, that's her website.com, and she's got she's very generous. She has created a free branding course. This is Unleash Your Branding. And what it does is, like she's saying, it really helps you to look into the passions of your life. And I love that, lifestyle business. This is my lifestyle, you know, the passion with the purpose going on with all that. And a couple weeks ago, she was able to go ahead and do a presentation with a workshop and talked about everybody is really in a place of marketing themselves all the time. I was wondering if you could share a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, branding, you know, people, there's a lot of misconceptions around branding, and it's like one of those words that people don't think is applicable for them. But if you really understand it, it's a great tool because it's really about image and perception, and we're constantly perceiving and judging people. And so that's what a brand is. It is the perception that you give people. And when you can be really intentional about it and really know your strengths, your most authentic personality, and how you captivate people, you really can achieve anything you want with just owning who you are and magnifying it and really embracing it. So that's why it's really applicable for everyone to kind of think about themselves as a personal brand, from a whole being. So I love talking about the topic. So any questions that anybody has, feel free to ask me. But I think one of the things to do is to really, like, even if you want to know what kind of impression you want to leave on people, because that's what people remember. And So
we were talking before the show about different perspectives we could give to, you know, the branding and being memorable marketing. And we thought, wouldn't it be fun to be talking about, you know, reinventing yourself on a level of branding. And with the springtime, what a perfect time is, like, you know, spring cleaning or getting that new spring outfit, why not have a spring myself into a new way of being able to embrace myself and be able, like you're saying, have people seeing me from a different perspective of the more authentic me and, you know, what is memorable for myself. So if somebody were going to come to you and say, you know, hey, Eva, I really am looking to reinvent myself, what would be maybe two or three things that you would go ahead and suggest for them to be thinking about or starting to create for themselves?
Sure. Well, I think when you go, you know, when you reinvent, you don't want to be something that's not authentically you, right? So, you know, a lot of branding people are like, oh, think of the celebrities that you admire, you know, their image, like who do you aspire to be like? And, you know, I don't really like that way. You know, I think a better question is to maybe ask a close friend, you know, like what are my, when you think of me, you know, what are three adjectives that come to mind, right? And and those are your natural strengths, you know, and that's what they remember you as. And those are the things that you need to align with how you want, you know, how you want people to see you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously they would be positive things, but you want the people's, you know, impression of you to be the same as the one that you want to leave people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think it's important to kind of look at your natural way to captivate people, because when you are in that, when you own that, then you're going to attract people that like you for you, you know, rather than trying to be something that you're not. But I think that what happens is that, you know, throughout life, like we had a quick conversation before the call, you know, there's some attributes that about us that maybe our family didn't like and we've disowned, you know, that's really beautiful. And those are the things that I just see in people. Like, I just see their something that they might have thought was ugly to be really their greatest strength. You know what I mean? You know, and so I think, or something that is so beautiful about us, we take it for granted because we don't, because it's so easy for us, and it, you know, we don't treasure it. And so it's good to just really know how you're naturally wired, and when you're at your best and optimal and feeling really good, you know, what is it about you that captivates people? Because that's what you can use more of. You can amplify that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like one of the things you had suggested with us during the workshop was to go to some friends, you know, hopefully,
mm-hmm.
you know, people who have known you for a little while, and ask them to describe you in 3 adjectives.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have a couple friends of mine that we get together once a week, and I said, hey, you guys want to do that? We haven't come back to each other with that. If you guys remind everybody that, you know, we agreed that we were going to do that. But it's such a I know that I've done that before in other exercises where I've been in workshops where, I mean, you literally were – You'd be in the workshop, they introduce themselves, and then, you know, you'd go into your first exercise, and that would be the first exercise. And there might be maybe 4 to 6 people in a group, and you're all sitting there looking at each other, and they just say, okay, you've had, you know, and then you sit there and just kind of introduce yourself really quick, and everybody gets a chance to have 2 minutes to say who they are. And then the next exercise would be everybody within that group who just met everybody take turns and list adjectives of that one person, and you focus person to person to person to person. And it would be so amazing how they were spot on. Within just a couple minutes, that how they can basically recognize who you are and what you're about. And because they just don't have any history with you, they're able to get really clear about who you are and what you're about.
Exactly. And that's why we need to clear out all the junk, you know, because it keeps us from shining. It really does. And because mm-hmm. It's everything, you can't hide anything, you know. And so it's that's why having a brand is good. You know, I tell people, like, we're moody. And a lot of times we just don't feel like, you know, being in a good mood, or we're not our best. But, you know, if you have, like, on a sheet of paper or in a journal, just, you know, this is the brand of me. And, you know, for me, you know, I this year I'm trying to own just more of a flow and an ease and a grace
mm-hmm.
about myself, because I, you know, I'm kind of one of those high energy people, and so I don't want to make other people, you know, like frenetic almost. And so it's like an intentional thing. And so a lot of times when I have that idea of how I want to make people feel and my energy, even when in the front of my mind, even if I'm mm-hmm. in a bad mood or you know, life is just hard, right? And it's really good to have that point, you know, that kind of, a destination or an ideal that you are shooting for,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's all about consistency. And so that's the thing. It's like the people that are most memorable, it's not the smartest. It's not the talented or, you know, the loudest. It's just the most consistent person. And so if you can write down, you know, the 3 things that really accentuate you and your strengths and your personality and how you want to leave people to feel, and just every day think about those things and think about doing that, you'll be farther ahead than like 99.9% of people.
That's a priceless suggestion right there. I mean, even if you didn't, you know, on whatever level, just your sense of yourself, and mm-hmm. then like you were suggesting, having it with other people that mm-hmm. that know you, that are around you. That's just quite the gift. So
can I ask a question?
Sure.
Okay. One of the things that I would be curious to know, and there may be other people who have the same question, is that, you know, you have friends that know you, but they don't always come from a business perspective. And I know that, you know, like you said, you're very high energy, and I am also. And I have had a number of people who tell me that my energy and everything I'm doing, that they get overwhelmed just listening. And so finding a way to be able to focus that energy into a positive description, what would you tell people that need to convey a message about who they are and coming from a more focused and a place where other people can hear what you're saying. Because like you said,
right.
you get to the point where everything is so, you get it, but other people are behind you in the understanding.
Right.
And so you can't always explain because it makes no sense to them. How would you coach them about branding themselves?
Somebody that would like that, like all over the place? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, well, what words would you help them to locate to create their own branding? You know, they're energetic, they're peppy, they're cheery. I mean, what words would you use to give to them that are more positive from something when people say, oh, you just overwhelm me. I don't know what to do with all this.
Right. Well, I mean, I think there's a balance. You know, I talked about this in one of my branding lessons, and it's really, really interesting. It's the law of polarity. And so any strength, like, say, you're enthusiastic, that is awesome, you know, because I'm like that. But then if I tip it a little bit too much and get a little bit too excited, it seems frenetic. That's what I was just talking about. Sometimes they get too excited. And so, you know, when you pull it back just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, the law of polarity is like hot is just a version of cold. You know, hot is just a degree of cold, right? Love is just, you know, a degree of, like, hate is a degree of love, right? And so you really want to manage that. And like a good leader, if it's too much of a good leader, can come off like an arrogant jerk, right? So I think just, you know, tapering it back just a little bit and having, for me, like, that's what I was saying, you know, one of my greatest strengths, and I'm sure it's your greatest strength, like, I would never let go of that passion and that zest and energy, but maybe, you know, like, bring it down and focus on the one thing, you know what I'm saying, or breathe, and, you know, so I totally get what you're talking about, and I don't know if this is answering your question, but I think really being able to manage your strength, you know, your energy a little bit, and taper it back just a little bit, and you would be, you're perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you. Does that answer your question, Gloria?
Well, I was hoping, you know, because I'm sure that there are other people out there, and so I was just looking to add to
Yeah.
So yes,
when you're overwhelming somebody, maybe it's just them. They can't handle your energy. You know what I'm saying? And so maybe just taper it back a little bit. But I'm sure there's other people that every day love being around you because of your passion and your energy. You know.
Well, I was not really looking about how to make it manageable for them. We were talking about branding, and so I was saying, you know, what would be the adjective words that someone could use other than saying, you know, well, I'm high energy.
I think enthusiastic. You know, enthusiasm is a good passion.
Please continue.
I'm thinking passionate because you're passionate about what you love to talk about and you're able to express that, your passion. You know, it's like, you know, there's the drives and, you know, being passionate about something. So, yeah. I guess that's one of those things where that Eva's really good at is sitting around and doing some brainstorming with that. And like I said, she has, if you go on to her website, which is Brand From Within, right off the bat, she has an introduction. You have a beautiful video, by the way. Love your video, Eva, about just talking about your sense of yourself and going into the 10 lessons that's unleashing yourself for into the branding process. And I just love she just offers that for free. And one of the other participants in our workshop was just saying that, you know, this kind of information that he had paid a whole bunch of money for it in going into the branding process for his investing company that he had. So it really was just such a wonderful offering that she has just done as a way of a loving service to everybody. One thing I love about Eva, too, is, you know, she's taken this last year to really look at herself and the way she wants to be marketing herself in the world, and she's gotten into this health component. You want to talk a little bit about that, Eva?
Sure, sure. So, you know, one of my things, and it's just because I suffer from it, or it was, you know, something that I was struggling with, was just the fact that, you know, making the thing of making a living is costing us our life, you know, and especially in the area of, like, health or relationships and mindset. And so, you know, in branding is really not just the one thing, it's everything, and it's you, and so it needs to be holistic. And so what I'm doing when I help people brand themselves, it's really just not about their business and how their positioning and their messaging, but really their energetics and how they show up. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be really helping people develop a solid foundation in terms of, like, health and relationships and the mindset, you know. Sometimes people think, oh, it doesn't really, not that relevant to your brand, but I really help people with their businesses. And so I want, you know, if you look at anybody that's achieved a lot in their life, they've had a really good support team. And, you know, they've had a solid foundation. And as entrepreneurs, we don't have that, you know. We have a coach. And so I want to really be able to offer that to people and help them, help the whole person.
Yeah, I think that's just wonderful. I think that's just really, really cool. So one of the reasons we have Eva on tonight is last week we had Aggie Krobin on, and she's going to be having on June 14th this year in Irvine, California, she's going to be doing a crowdfunding event. It's going to be really showing everybody from the ground level how you can go ahead and create crowdfunding for any kind of a passion that you want. And then a lot of that goes into the marketing of these passions and also, you know, working from a branding level of things you want to be creating. So Eva's going to be one of the members of that event. So do you want to talk a little bit about the event itself and, you know, how you're going to be helping people to be looking at the things that they want to be go ahead and using for the funding?
Yeah, sure. So it's actually anybody that has a business would be able to get a lot about, because it's the basics of raising money and funding a dream are the basics of business. You know, in business, you need to pitch investors and raise money. And really, even if you just don't need money and you're just convincing people to buy your product. So when it comes to funding your dream and kickstarting, they're really kind of like dream businesses and projects. And underneath all of it is really a deep, like, it's the core values. It's the why behind the product. People just, and that's where your passion, you know, comes in. Because they, you know, people just want to, it's not just whether they believe in your product or whatever. It's really about whether you believe in it. You know what I'm saying? That's what people look for. And so It's really having that deep, deep rooted foundation in why you're doing what you're doing and this conviction and this perseverance. And so that's, you know, and, you know, when you have that, you can, like, create a dream, a movement, whatever. And so, you know, that's what we're going to be talking about, and it's great because people want to support other people, and it's a great way to donate $25 or $50, and it doesn't even have to be the network of your friends. It could be niche groups and things like that. It's like when you really speak from a place of that deep conviction and speaking to these universal values and themes that everybody can relate to, you really can enroll people in a deep way. And it's a great skill to have when you want to communicate the deeper reason behind why you're doing what you're doing, not just selling what you do.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And if people want to go back to, you know, looking at crowdfunding, Aggie's website was Funder, funderway.com. So just kind of a side thing. And, again, you can go ahead and May 1st, the price is going to go up right now. It's $49. It's going to be pretty much a full-day event, and there's going to be that also includes your lunch, so that's a great deal. And it will be going up like another $10 after the first. But Eve is going to be one of the stars there to be talking about the branding and everything that they've got going on. So, yeah, so that's something that's going to be really important for that. So talk a little bit about Why Power. She's got a thing on the website that says, get your Why Power going. What's a Why Power?
Well, your Why Power is, you know, I was just speaking about it a little bit ago with the dream thing. It's really it's really how you persevere. So it's different from willpower, you know, and if you, the people that succeed, you know, it's not a smarts or talent. It's just these people that kind of really kind of enjoyed the process of doing the work, you know, and being in their business. And a lot of it comes from a deeply rooted why, which is really about your core values, you know, like what you really believe in. Like for me, you know, I believe in my heart that everybody should have the freedom to do what they love and that they shouldn't be wasting away at something that is not right for them, because everybody is uniquely blessed to bless other people. And so I get so excited when I hear about anybody's dream, or it can be the craziest thing ever. I just can't control myself. So, you know, that keeps me going, you know, because I have such a belief in that. And, you know, it's kept me going for a really long time. And most people have been like, why don't you throw in your towel? But it's that deep. Of a rooted in terms of something that you would almost die for, that you believe mm-hmm. so much in,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like, oh, it's like blood, sweat, and tears. You know, there's a difference between willing something and perseverance. Perseverance is really like being in the flow and almost in the zone of your business and being able to grit it out. Right. And enjoy it. So that's where the core of Brand From Within is core values, and I actually teach it and how to integrate it in each part of the branding process, from like telling your story to your message to, you know, everything, to developing your big vision. You know, like if you go to my free branding course, the first thing I talk about is your dream statement and how to, like, what is your perfect day, and, you know, what kind of feelings do you want? Because that's at the end of the day, it's like we want to reach our dream and our goals because of the way it's going to make us feel, right? And to get mm-hmm. really connected to that and those types of things and be able to generate and create those feelings for yourself that don't have to necessarily tie to this end result, you know, keeps you going. And so really being able to get clear on those things, write it. Like I have a dream statement. When I read it, it makes me feel that way. For me, it's more powerful than a vision board, because when you're voicing and you're saying these words, they actually make you feel the way you really want to feel at the end when you reach those dreams. So things like that are powerful tools, and you can get them all on the website in the free course.
Yeah, and I think that's such an, like you're saying, you know, it's something that you created for yourself, and just reviewing it on a regular basis just to be, you know, remembering to yourself, you know, bringing it back to yourself on that. We've got about a minute left. How can people get a hold of you if they're interested in, you know, going bigger and doing memorable marketing for themselves and letting people know who they really are on a new level?
Sure. So, well, you can email me at eva@brandfromwithin.com. And I have a new program launching that I'm super excited about. It's the brand that you were born to be. And it's creating your business, your dream lifestyle business, in the healthy, wealthy way. So in a way that doesn't cost you your health and vitality and make you broke in the process, you know. So because I've just seen way too much of that, and including myself. And I spent a long time trying to figure out and rewriting the rules to that, how business success should be defined, and plus all my knowledge of just doing it the smart way and not getting distracted by all these things that we see out there. And so, Yeah, I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in that, they can email me or they can go to my, it's like brandfromwithin.com/healthywealthynow, I think is the domain, but I can put it on your, I can send it to you. Since it's kind of
healthy,
long,
wealthy just, now. Gosh, could you know how to, how can you guys know? Who would want that? Hello.
Yeah. So it's 4/5 healthy, wealthy
what would
now.
Your, what would your life look like if you were in line with the best version of yourself and what you want to do in the world? That's something that's on Eva's website, and it's something that she totally loves and believes in and wants that to help everybody to be owning that in whatever that's for them. So.
Yeah, and have it as a beacon. I mean, it sounds so like, oh my God, we can't be the best every day, but you know what? We can try, and we can, you know, at least have that beacon there to keep us going.
Just keep that light going, and knowing you have people around you like Eva who can help you to make it happen. Thank you, Eva.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us here at the cafe. All right, we'll see everybody
here
the next time, and thanks for joining us.
Okay,
this has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.